you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Jamaica's creative industries have made their mark on the world. Our music, dance, and art has not only promoted brand Jamaica, but has also contributed to economic development. On today's program, we look at careers in the creative industries. Stay tuned. Jamaica's creative industries have existed and have been vibrant long before independence. According to Jampro, the creative industries are those sectors born out of individual creativity, skill, and talent, and have the potential for wealth and job creation through the generation and exploitation of intellectual property. Among the core areas are film, drama, music, dance, fashion, and sports. If you're considering a career in the creative industries, a question you may be asking yourself is, how will I make a living? Well, that's one of the key questions answered by acquiring formal education in a creative discipline. Drama, for example.
We're not training people for jobs. For all the talk we talk about building economies and so on, of all the disciplines that we could train our children, you know, introduce our children to in the world, the one discipline that is surely entrepreneurial is working in the creative arts. Because it is the only job that you will not pick up the newspaper for, and they will ask you for the qualification that we offer. It doesn't exist, unless it's teaching.
Director, School of Drama, Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, Marvin George.
So what does that mean? It means that every single person that we send out into the world has to learn, first and foremost, how to be entrepreneurial. All of your work, the only way to live is to be entrepreneurial. We teach that. We teach it, one, through the School of Arts Management and Humanities, formally, but it is taught informally in every single school by merits of the fact that every single school is asking the artist one to investigate what he would like to do or she would like to do, how it fits into the context that he's operating, and then by merits of doing where your spirit and passion takes you, how that's going to feed you for the rest of your life, right?
Aside from learning the technical skills of drama such as acting and directing, students are taught how to link their skills to community development.
And that is particularly in courses where you enter the community with your theater training and you try to examine ways in which your theater training can respond to the development concerns of the community. So you find that in our school, we've been going to Waterhouse, we've been going to Joytown, Trenchtown, using our theater to have conversations with those communities and to have children attend to issues that, you know, that are part of their own personal development. When a student experiences the work having value outside of the theater, the student then has an opportunity to reflect and to think about what the possibilities might be for the skill that I have in a context outside of somebody hiring me to act in a play and so on and so on and so on. And that is how you stimulate creativity, imagination, and then entrepreneurship, by challenging the individual and the skill set to examine what else can be done.
All students of the School of Drama must complete a capstone project, otherwise called independent studying, in order to graduate.
That person has to ask a question of the community or environment that she's living in and attempt to answer that question through performance. And that serves as your thesis. One, testing your abilities as performer, as actor, but two, testing the value of what you create as art to the community that it ought to serve.
Director, School of Drama, Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, Marvin George. For more information, call the Edna Manley College at 619-3362. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.